Showtime Sports presents From Brooklyn to the World with two-time world champion and Showtime boxing analyst, Pauly Malignaggi.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this isn't a show.
Pauly Malignaggi, Peter Cards, Brooklyn to the World. We're back for another episode. I'm back from Sicily, and here we go. No?
Yeah.
We're back.
We're back.
You've been back, because I'm back.
Well, we're back in full effect.
Guess who's back?
It's better this way.
You know, speaking of full effect, you know people still ask me what happened to the podcast? Isn't it not in my Instagram heading, right?
Your Twitter, everywhere.
I get the same thing.
You get that too?
Love the podcast, guys. What happened to it? We recorded yesterday.
Why is that? Is that like a thing? Like, are we like less popular now? Do less people know that we exist now?
I don't know. Well, you know, you're out and about. You know, me and Pete got to hold a fort. You're a world traveler.
Holding it down. Send these people to me.
We do it pretty regularly, though. You know, is it because we got to bring back the ranting episodes? I don't know.
I mean, I get the updates on my iTunes that, you know, every time he posts it. So
I was thinking about you guys the other day. Candace Owens, she ripped a she did well for herself.
Yeah. I love her.
You didn't see that video she put up?
I'm staying totally away from politics. Yeah. I'm so sick of this.
No, but she's like, you know, they're talking about like, you know, the black community. She's like, why do you have like three white people here talking about the black community? She's like, you want to know who's an expert? Me. 30 years black.
I just get sick. Like, I'm in Italy for a month. It's so refreshing that I'd have to hear about black and white and purple and green. Like, the fuck, we're all people, bro. Just hang out and have a good time.
Climate change, and we only got 12 years to live.
Yeah, like,
Miami's not going to exist anymore.
Like, it's like doomsday over here, bro. Yeah. I want to fucking just be over there, bro. Do you know how nice it was to not have to think about it or hear about it or anything?
I do. I was there 11 days. I honestly didn't look at anything on my phone. I didn't look at politics.
You don't ever have to. No. Like, I'm there for a month and I didn't do that. Like, you don't even have to.
Well, you show me that water. You get that water. Or else you have to look at it.
No, but I'm saying if I'm there 6 months, there's no need to.
You fall off the face of the earth. That's like a different part of the planet that, like,
yeah,
they don't care about any. There's no stress.
Paradise.
It is. Yeah. Literally.
I felt like that about Costa Rica when I was there, too.
Even, the ghettos over there are chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like even the ghettos.
Yeah, we were in the hood.
Why are you guys in the hood?
That's where we went to visit.
You went to visit the hood?
Well, no. Palermo's a big city. You know, Palermo's huge.
We're in the Ballero section where the two kids we sponsor, Alessio and Christian Cangelosi, they're from this. They had us over there on their side of the island because I'm not from Palermo. I'm from the other side of the island.
So is my family.
So we were.
How big is the island? How big is Sicily?
Coast to coast probably takes you about 3.5 hours.
Oh, so that's not small. It's decent size.
But
is the beach all the way around or is one side better for the beach?
All around, surrounded by Mediterranean.
It's all good. It's all nice beach land.
It's all
gorgeous. Good in the hood. Some beaches are nicer than others, but
sure.
There's
Mondello, where we were, is known for one of the best vacation spots in the world.
Good ice cream and stuff. For the
everything,
kids.
Everything.
Nice. Gelato.
Gelato.
Not ice cream. Gelato.
Sauce.
Or as the Americans call it, gelato.
Gelato.
What do you say? How do you say it?
Gelato.
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 Yeah. Cannolis. Pasta.
Or as the Italian Americans call it, ganoles.
Galamad.
Galamad. Yeah. Fresh.
Mussorelle.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Man, I want to go.
Yeah, but it's a good time. It is a good time. And we were.
You know, like we at night, like when you're like a midnight snack, you go to like a halal truck here. Over there, you just go get like rice balls. They're the best rice balls you've ever had in your life. They're like 2 pounds each. Literally fill you up one of them.
And the cheese is still melting on them. I feel like they're always fresh over there. Like, they sell that many that they're constantly fresh.
See, I was in Trinidad. They have a thing called doubles. They have like a doubles stand. It's fried dough with like chickpeas and some stuff in it. And you get it for two bucks each.
Yeah. So you can't beat that. I mean, you'll die of a heart attack in like a few years. But fuck it, you know, you're on your way there. You'll go out with a smile. Yeah, you do.
You're not worried about who's running for president and anything else.
Yeah, and climate change and the next race riot that they invent for themselves, even though it's not happening. But then they make it happen by complaining about shit all the time.
Well, here we go. The rant episode is back.
I was miserable when I got off the plane, but I'm back, guys. I'm back in the studio today, and. You know, let's talk some boxing, actually. You know, there's so much boxing to talk about that Where do we start? Where do we start over this past weekend's fights? I mean, do we start with Quillen and Gulo? How about that?
Kid Chocolate.
Kid, you know, Petey, obviously a friend of ours. Not just a friend of my, not just a friend of. How was it on? How was it? How did they describe it in a Donnie Brasco? A friend.
So friend of mine. Friend of mine. Friend of ours.
All right.
Friend of mine is a regular guy. Friend of ours means you're a mate.
Petey's a friend of ours. Yeah. You know, here at the podcast, here at the
Brooklyn
to the
World podcast. Keep your fucking mouth shut about me.
At the Brooklyn to the World podcast, and you know, he had a little rough go of it against Angulo. I gotta say, Angulo, I've felt his past it for a while. He now goes around saying that the old dog is back, and it's a great win for him. But I don't know that Petey's ever been the same since Danny Jacobs fight. Really, you know, like. It kind of is weird, like the way he's looked since the Jacobs fight, and some of it could be mental, where he's just not into it anymore. But you know, in this training camp, he kept saying about how into it he was and how he felt so good. But I'll tell you, man, from my experience too, at a certain age, you just start to kind of get past it. You diminish in level, you diminish in intensity. No matter how good you feel in the gym, it's just not the same intensity that you can kind of hold off on. And you know, some of these older guys take some of these nice vitamins and they keep themselves young. You know what I mean? But in reality,
we should get them to sponsor the show.
In reality, vitamins. If you're like the cyclists, remember the cyclists had Amgen. Amgen is like a sponsor. Amgen,
really?
Amgen is like an EPO company. It's crazy. It's wild. Like they have races. Yeah, that
nobody's
sponsor.
Using anything over here. What do you close the fucking tent, bro?
but I mean. You know, about mid-30s or so, I'd say, you know, you start to really feel it. And I think Petey being 36 years old.
36. But the only way Angulo can win a fight right now is if somebody stands in front of him. Because obviously he's still going to
be
able to
But I'll tell
you
what, Angulo is not that sharp. He just kind of just brought it.
That's what I'm saying.
But he had Petey going backwards. Petey's got some really good punching power, but on the back foot he doesn't, you know. So Angulo kept backing him up. And what happens when you're a little older and less intense is you're kind of less willing to engage in the firefight. You know what I mean? And I think if Petey would have held his ground a little bit, he could have been able to hurt Angulo, who's a naturally smaller guy. But as you're older, you just don't want to deal with that kind of firefight. You could rather try to play it as a veteran. And he tried to do that, but
it just looked like he was going through
motions. Yeah, Petey's forte was never to be that slick of a boxer, though. You know what I mean? Like, he was a good boxer, but he was never like a super, super slickster. You know what I mean?
Definitely wasn't Chris Colbert.
Yeah,
how slick you gotta be to fight Angulo at this point? And Angulo is scary.
And Angulo, he wasn't even cutting off the ring or anything, so it's like you could have walked him into some shots. You know, like I don't know. I just felt like, you know, he was getting himself. If you're gonna fight in retreat like that, you can't take some stupid shots. And he was taking, you know, some rounds he did okay. Like, I felt like the fight was close.
It was split decision. Yeah.
But
Angulo won.
He got himself hit with some dumb shots here and there that really, you know, swayed some of the rounds that maybe he would have controlled even on the back foot, you know?
If that's a natural super middleweight, he gets hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got to think about his future right now.
This is bad for Angulo, though, too, because now he has this fool's gold thinking
false
like
false sense of
because he said
confidence.
He's got another run in him. He's going to end up having his brain scrambled.
Well, I don't know that. I look at Angulo like a guy who probably has to stay fighting to pay the bills. I don't know. I feel like, you know, even in his prime, he didn't have a long prime. He didn't have a lot of big fights, you know.
You can't pay the bills if you're dead, you know. If you lose your equilibrium, you lose your faculties.
You also can't pay your bills if you don't have the money.
True.
So
I guess maybe it's time to look for another line of work. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? He's a college graduate. What do you mean? He's going
to
become an engineer?
Lay some brick. I don't know, something. You don't have to be a college graduate to have work. There's a lot of people work out there don't have a college degree.
Yeah, but making the money that he can make now, you know what I mean? Think about it. I mean, I don't think Angulo should be fighting for that long. But, yeah, it's also I also can't tell him not to fight when he's coming off a win like this, you know, in the main event.
That's the problem.
I just think he's going
to
get confidence.
And he's going to get paid in a lot, some good money in another fight that you're not going to be able to make if you work at Chipotle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not the same kind of
But he might be able to remember his name if he works at Chipotle. It might be what's more valuable. I don't know. End of the day, listen. I'm not. You know, I'm a boxing fan. And I agree with it. It's always their choice, but this guy is clearly past it, and he's going to get hurt.
Yeah,
because he took
a lot of shots himself that fight. It wasn't like he didn't take any punishment. Like,
he doesn't exactly roll with the shots. Yeah, you know what I mean, like Angulo, when he did say he takes it clean, he doesn't have a ride with anything, right? You notice that he just kind of takes it.
He's an animal.
But Petey was on the back foot, so he didn't get to really lay into him the way he probably could have.
I feel
have,
like, you know? Even Petey, like, one round would, like, try to box, and then the next round would sit there, and then the next round he would box. It was, like, no consistency to the game.
I don't think he got up for that fight.
No, he just
thought it was going to be easy.
Going through the motions.
Yeah. Well, I think he was up for it. I just think once you're in it, from having been through that at that age, once you're in it and it gets a little bit too intense for you, you're kind of just looking for a way to make it less intense if you can, you know? Like, I don't know. I felt like at the end of my boxing career, I was kind of looking for those ways sometimes in those fights, you know what I'm saying? Or, you've been in those firefights so many times and you're just like, man, let me try to see if I can kind of slide my way and tightrope this way and box my way through it. And that seems like, what PD was trying to do, you know? And I think it's kind of par for the course for the age group he was in, you know? Like I said, minus the guys that take those vitamins and, you know, your testosterone levels make you intense again, you know? Like, for the most part, you know, your testosterone level is not at a high level, so, you know, your intensity is not going to be able to match a younger fighter's intensity. And so you try to skate that tightrope, but he wasn't able to. And not that Angulo's young, because Angulo's not young, but he did bring a lot of pressure, and he was on the front foot.
Yeah. It's weird, though. Like, you know, Peter, he loses that fight. He's only got two losses in his career, but it's like time is – you let too many years go by, and like you said –
People think that he hasn't been in, like, rough fights, but he has. Even the fights that he won, he was in some really tough ones.
Yeah, that Hassan Dam fight was – you know, he even kept dropping them down again, putting hands on him.
Yep. Andy Lee.
Yeah.
You were talking about last week, you were looking forward to Colbert fighting, and he showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Colbert had a highlight reel first round knockout. Fight of the year, knockout of the year candidate. But I tell you, the first round was starting to look like a really intense round. And I was thinking to myself, wow, better buckle up. This one's going to be good. Like, both guys were really trying to lay hands on each other. You know what I mean? Letting their hands go and kind of, you know, touching each other. Not clean. I don't think a lot was landing clean, but they were showing their willingness to engage and move their hands. You know, I thought it was a fun first round, and I thought it was setting the tone for two hungry guys who can fight to put on a really entertaining fight. And then suddenly, at the end of the round, I mean, a 1-2 to the behind the ear, which one of the worst shots you can get hit with. I always hated getting hit behind the ear because it's like gives you a headache, and your just equilibrium is all off because that's what your equilibrium is, where your ears are. And I mean, Beltran went straight down, and that was the end of the fight. I mean, just like that. I mean, it went from, wow, this is going to be a really rough fight tonight. It's going to test him, you know? Like, the intensity of the fight is going to test him, even if he wins it, to all of a sudden the fight being over just like that. I mean, and that's how
boxing... The ref didn't even need to count.
Yeah, and that's how fortunes change in boxing, although I always believe the ref should count, but that's how fortunes change. That's how fortunes change in boxing.
You could have counted to, like, 450. I don't think he was getting up.
Yeah,
but still, sometimes good fighters get knocked out in the first round.
Yeah,
Erickson Lubin, that's the first one that comes to my mind. Yeah. He's a great fighter.
And sometimes
I think
fighters get up, like Tyson Fury against Deontay Wilder. You know,
well, that was an act of God.
That was the Undertaker.
that was not human.
So, you know, that's why I always just believe you should count, and that's it. You know,
no, you're right.
The rule is there to count. But regardless, it was no harm done, no complaints from the Beltran side for sure, and. Certainly an impressive win by a fighter who's been looking impressive on his way up is Chris Colbert. Chris Colbert had already been looking impressive, showing not just the knockout power over the weekend, but before that, even all the wrinkles you need to kind of work your way up the ladder and deal with different styles and different levels of being a world-class fighter, you know? That's something I always took out from Colbert, you know? It was like, he's the kind of fighter, he can fight left, he can fight right, he can handle himself in the fighting situation, in the fighting atmosphere inside that ring. And he's very comfortable. He's very comfortable. You know, he doesn't get you out of there. He's very comfortable doing what he's doing. And I think that's an important quality to have, you know. And so it's something I used to always try to make sure I showed and had early in my career because I wasn't getting a lot of knockouts. But just be comfortable in there, outclassing your opponent. And Colbert has shown me that. And then on Saturday night, he showed this terrific knockout power, which, of course, I don't think is going to become a regular thing. But nonetheless, you know it's there. If he's sharp enough to where he has that sharp power to where he can get your attention.
It's the speed mixed with it,
get your attention and hurt you and hit you clean because he's so diversified in his style that he can hit you clean. And, of course, clean shots landing sharp enough gets you the result Colbert got on Saturday night. So, you know, little B-hop as he goes around, as his nickname is in the gym.
Prime time.
You know, and now it's prime time, right? That was so random, though, with the Deion saying, is that? I don't know.
That was cool. I liked it.
It was cool, but I feel like he should have saved that one for, like, some, like, pro-Deion moment.
He always
moment,
does something.
You know?
He's
Yeah, but I feel like he should have saved them for some pro-Deion moment. Like, that was, like, too random for me. You know, like, the Redskins suck. He was wearing the Redskins colors for Deion, you know, even though Deion played for other teams. You know, like, he was, Deion is not really in the news right now. Like, I feel like, wait for, like, Deion to, like...
Die?
No, definitely not die. He's not going to die anytime soon. I hope not. And
beat up by his next wife?
No, I don't know. Like, you know, do like a, you know, do like a wait for Deion to get some positive press, or even hopefully not get arrested or something. One thing, one way or the other, be in the press positively or negatively, and then you come up with that look, you know, for your next fight, you know.
Just made me think about I don't mean to change subject, but Antonio Brown. That's some crazy shit going on, right?
What's going on with him? I've been in Italy. I've just been hearing stuff in the news. Stuff. What's going on with Antonio Brown?
First, he froze his feet in Oakland on cryotherapy.
He did the cryo without socks on.
No, sir.
He did.
No, sir.
He did.
No, sir.
Yeah.
He did it on purpose. They don't let you in the booth without your socks, though.
He did it on purpose because he wanted to get out of Oakland.
You can
do whatever
he wants. Get your legs amputated.
Yeah,
in cryo. No?
He's out of his mind. Someone died in it. People have died in cryo. Yeah, trying selfies in the cryo. They drop their phone. They go down there and they pass out and they die. Yeah, it's that really happened. But and then he like posted Instagram on Oakland and stuff, and it just released him.
He wanted the old helmet.
And yeah,
he
wanted
to wear an old helmet.
So then they release him.
They don't allow it anymore.
We're trying to do this quickly because the people are like, who boxing fans?
Yeah,
like,
who's Antonio Brown?
We don't care. We already know.
What weight is he fighting?
Even though we used to get more listeners and more people knew we existed and we talked about everything. But go ahead.
Oh. Throwing shade.
I know. Nobody ever told me what happened to the podcast when we talked about everything.
He's throwing Sade.
So then he got signed.
Sade!
He got signed by the Patriots. Okay. Played one game. He got a touchdown, of course, because he's.
And whatever, he got in trouble again?
You know, this article from the Sports Illustrated came out. This sexual harassment. He's got a lawsuit.
He got Me Too'd.
Oh, yeah. No, sir. No, I'm with you on that usually, but not this time. This guy is
fucked. Didn't she continue training him?
But there's another woman came as an artist, and he bought her work, and then he had her come to the house to work, and she turned around, and he's there with a washcloth over his dick. And there's also a chef that got hired and didn't get paid.
He was showing her that it could hang on the rope.
$40,000. He didn't pay a chef who Larry Foote,
famous
football player. No, Larry Foote was a lineman who vouched for him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He didn't pay the chef?
He didn't pay a lot of people. Like, he's just a really... Like,
he was fought while he was doing the medical exam.
I gave you guys... Doctor. Yeah.
The doctor was, like, checking his heart and stuff, and he's just like... Just letting him go.
He's got
Tokyo.
He's like a narcissistic sociopath. Maybe he's got some. He may have some CTE. Maybe I don't know. He's lost his mind, and now the Patriots dropped him. Now he's not playing. He goes on.
He played one game with the Patriots, and that's it.
That article, came
nice
out.
Some nice passes too.
Yeah,
Tom Brady was like, "This is gonna be good."
Yeah.
Hey Goodell, suck it.
He's like Super Bowl number 7.
Yeah.
Zing, zing, zing.
And
that was it.
And then Brown's gone, and Edelman's hurt. It's like, uh oh.
Really?
They'll still win.
Yeah, they'll still win.
Yeah.
Think they could get me. They could get one.
I don't know. Danny Dimes is doing good, though. I don't know. The Giants might turn around.
Danny Dimes? What'd you say? Oh, the Italian?
The Giants might turn it around, no?
That's a good win. That's a good win for a rookie quarterback to win that.
He pulled out. I'm not convinced yet.
I'm not saying they're going to go anywhere, but.
Well, they're going to lose to the Redskins this week. Come on.
Wait a second. But wait.
He ran
for a touchdown. When's the last time a giant quarterback.
Two touchdowns.
Right. When's the last time a giant quarterback
can
run anywhere?
I got news for you. Everybody can run for a quarterback today. No, NFL, you can't touch a quarterback anymore. Come on. Eli's 105 years old. That's why he didn't run for touchdowns. If Eli was 25, he'd be running for touchdowns.
No, actually, never did.
When he was 25, you could actually take off the quarterback's head in the NFL. Now you can't. So now you can run for touchdowns when you're 25.
Now you just can't leave.
Now you can't leave. Is right.
Now you just can't touch the quarterback.
Now you can't hit hard.
You can't touch this.
Now if the quarterback runs, you just got to wait for him to slide because you're not allowed to actually tackle him.
I think they're changing it next year to two-hand touch when the quarterback runs.
Yeah. Flag. His towel. You got to get his towel.
His towel. Wow. All right. Sorry. A little sidetrack there. But JoJo Diaz, too, also won again. I think he only lost a close decision to Gary Russell. That was it. And he looked good in that fight,
it wasn't
too.
That close, but it was competitive.
I thought it was a good fight.
I don't think it was, like, controversial. Like,
No. I didn't say he won, but I thought it was a close fight. I thought he won
3-4 rounds. Yeah. Listen, JoJo's a good fighter. I just think, I thought that was just rotten luck to wind up getting your title fight against a guy like Gary Russell, who's very good. But he's going to get another title fight, another tough title fight, though. JoJo is not exactly getting them handed to him. He's going to fight Tevin Farmer.
He's going to come up short again.
Think so?
Yeah.
You know what Ric Flair said? To be the best, you got to beat the best.
Yeah.
That's it.
Speaking of Gary Russell.
Oh, you saw his videos?
What was that? What
did it bother me?
He messaged me. Going up to Leo Santa Cruz's dad?
Yeah, it was probably just spontaneous. What did he do?
He was like, went in the locker
room.
Yeah, he was like.
He was looking at his necklaces and stuff.
He was like, I put my hands on your father. I'm this close to you. Like, don't ever think you're that far away from me. Step up. you know, be a man and fight. Like, I could have just pressed your father. Like,
he apologized afterwards.
Good. Yeah. I like him. He's one of my favorite fighters to watch. And but leave the guy out of. The guy just got beat cancer. You got to break his balls. Come on.
He's frustrated. Nobody will fight him.
I won't fight him. You know, if you see Leo getting all these, Leo's fighting Jim Carrey over there. He's fighting, he's fighting the My Little Pony over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, at a certain point, if you're Guy Russell and you know the level you're at, and you're not getting any shots. You got to
call your people, though.
He did.
He put a shirt on after he knocked out the last guy. Right. And when he said, "Hey Al, what's up?" or something like that, right? What did he say?
I got to meet him and talk to him, man. I thought that guy was super cool, man.
He is. Yeah. I've met him a bunch of times. Yeah.
Super cool guy.
And family, he's phenomenal guy. Talent. And he's a very underappreciated talent.
That's what I'm saying.
Fun to watch. Yeah. I enjoy watching him.
Yeah. You know, he still wants that Lomachenko rematch.
If he's not busy, it's not gonna happen. So.
Well, yeah, he can't get a fight. It. You mentioned Fury before, and Pete was jumping on social media during Showbox on Friday night, which I thought was a good card. Pete gives me shit because I said Brandon Lee hits like a mule, and he's like, "Oh, he hasn't fought anybody." I didn't say fought anybody.
Did you see his level of opposition? Did you see the records? It was 7 and 87.
Yeah, he's getting brought up. That's
those
right.
are guys. Those are guys. Those are guys. 7 and 87 usually are guys that don't get knocked out.
No, total. Oh. Total record. If he fought 14 guys, they were like 40 and 400.
I just feel like when I watch him fight, I feel like I can feel the punches. I feel like he hits hard.
No, I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure. But you're not gonna land against the next level. To actually be brought up, that's why matchmaking is a science. To be brought up, you don't want to just put him in there with guys he's gonna hit.
And I thought that guy didn't look bad on a Friday night. He was in there with him. He was
a tough dude.
Showbox opponent though is pretty good. No, I mean, if you're on Showbox, you gotta fight a decent opposition. Because
they didn't put him on TV before.
What was that guy's? The guy was from Nicaragua, and he fought everybody only in Nicaragua.
All right, but I didn't think he looked bad. I thought the fight was gonna go longer after the first round, and the second round he caught him at the end.
I think Gordon Hall knows what he's doing, and I think that he I think he would even look at that one and go, "Ah, we slipped him by. He's a good-looking kid." You know what I mean?
I don't know.
It was a good card.
We like watching these guys come up. You know, they got to get tested. You know, everybody thought Bobby Chez was the next big thing, and he ran into Mustafa Hamshaw.
The kid that I like, Villa.
He still won world titles after that, though.
He did. It's true.
Villa looked good.
You know, you reminded me of him when you were talking about Chris Colbert, and you said that you didn't get a lot of knockouts. You had to rely on, you know, your boxing IQ and, you know, impressing people in other ways. And Ruben Villa is like that. Even though he got a nice knockdown, he's a kind of a – and that guy was giving him a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just – he had to figure him out, too. Yep. And he did. He made his adjustments. And I think he's a kid who's young who's going to get stronger as he gets older and better. He's already kind of slick.
Yeah, he's very slick. He reminds me of Paulie a lot.
I think Shakur Stevenson or someone tweeted, like, "I told you he was good." Like, something like,
they fought in the amateurs, yeah.
Yeah, but he backed him. He's like, "Yep. I told you he was nice."
No,
yeah.
He can fight. I watched him a few times.
Well, I think he beat Shakur and he beat Haney in the amateurs. I think he beat them both.
Awesome. The amateurs, you know, when you get to the nationals and stuff, you know.
Still impressive.
Very. Yeah. No, he's up there. He's definitely up there.
And so, and also, Pete got on the main event. Michael Dutchover fighting in Texas. That's why the fights were in Texas, which I agree with you is terrible. The ropes broke, and they just seem like they don't know what the hell they're doing.
It's amateur hour every time, or it's corrupt. Yeah. One of the two.
So the Dutchover is close fight because the other kid was a former prospect who lost one fight, so everybody writes him off. And he came to win, and it was a really close fight. Dutchover, eighth round, gets his eyes split. Looked just like the Fury cut. I mean, very similar. Not even as bad. Doctor comes over and goes, "Nah." He just waves his arms.
I've seen them. Dumbass,
yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, the last round.
People start throwing stuff in the ring and Dutchover had to tell people to stop doing it. Like, stop throwing stuff in the ring.
He was a hometown kid and he was like, you know, we don't want to riot here. But, it's horrible. That was horrible. You got to give the cup man a chance.
Right.
You always have to give him at least
a few rounds. Doctors are supposed to at least be boxing fans because a doctor that would watch boxing would see that just the previous week. You saw Tyson Fury get away with a cut that's huge.
For nine rounds.
So like boxing fans, boxing doctors have to be boxing fans. If you're just, you can't just get me a doctor that just randomly shows up for the night because he doesn't give a fuck. He just wants to get paid. So he doesn't want to get sued and he wants to get paid. So he's going to always play
it cautiously. And he doesn't know anybody.
He's always going to play it cautiously. So fuck that, bro.
The cut man is a science, man. These guys take their job very seriously. It's a really, really important role in the corner and you got to give the guy. And you know what? The best cut man will tell you, "I need at least three rounds to work on it." The best one will tell you. He's not going to stop it in that 1 minute.
Look at my cut in my fight. My fight was huge. But bad as it looked, I didn't get touched, and my cut man was able to work on it, and it didn't even drip one drop of blood. I have a drop of blood on my face after he cleaned it off.
Danny Milano.
Yeah. And you said, like, if Fury gave his cut man a bonus and everything, you said he didn't. You didn't think he did a good job.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible job. Brutal. I've made like plaster on walls look neater than that.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad. Yeah.
And also on the off TV on the card was Melnicki on the off TV on the card.
Yes.
On the card.
Vito.
He got the KO.
Yep.
Was he 16 or 17?
17 now.
17 years old. So he's finding ways to fight in the United States. It's hard to get a fight for.
Oh,
for
I saw a story about that. Like he had to lie about his age or something.
No, that's like 1982. You lied about your age. Now you can't really lie about your age. They'll catch you.
Something. They said something about him, though. Like he got.
No, it's the typical thing is you go to Mexico, but they allowed him to fight in Jersey. Yeah. First
he was going to fight on the Spence Porter card this weekend, but California wouldn't make any exceptions. Right. They wouldn't let him fight up as a professional under 18 years
Texas,
old.
Texas, they don't care.
So he had to go. Yeah, Texas, you're almost in Mexico anyway, so might as well use their boxing rules.
You're allowed to buy a gun at 3 in Texas. What's the big deal?
Right. I mean, with the guns.
I mean, we're not, but we're boxing in Texas. I mean, we go way back with boxing in Texas.
Oh, that's right. You had your
they got some good fans, though, so they're always gonna have a strong boxing community there, but they do let a lot go and a lot of stuff happens. So whatever.
Vito
was able to turn pro in Jersey, right? And he got his pro fight in Jersey. Now he got a pro fight in Texas. So before you know it, he'll be 18 years old and he'll be able to fight everywhere else. You know. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of crowds, you saw the UFC had a fight night in Mexico City last weekend. And the main event, the hometown kid poked Jeremy Stephens in the eye 15 seconds into the main event.
Oh, wow.
The place went erupted. They couldn't fight anymore. And the guy's he's a comer. He's not a guy who's going to, like, take a poke, you know, right. And just be like, I'm out. Like, he's they had an altercation in the hotel the next day, too.
Stevens and the other guy?
Yeah, Yair Rodriguez, his name is, yeah. He knocked out the Korean zombie.
So what happened in the – since they didn't fight in the octagon, what happened in the hotel lobby? Who won?
Nothing really happened.
Nothing.
Jeremy Stevens says, get the fuck away from me. He goes, I didn't go to karate school. I come from the streets. I'll kill you. That's what he said.
Thank you. I was like, that?
Yeah, that's fun. You know, it makes the sports fun when they fight each other in the hotels and shit. You know, that's what the
speaking of UFC, you guys see the headlines today? I don't know.
No.
Artem Lobov called me out on the Logan Paul versus KSI on the card in regular boxing.
He wants you to fight him in like 2 weeks or something, whatever that is, in a month?
Oh, in 6 weeks.
You gonna do it?
It's not up to me. It's up to Eddie Hearn. He wants to put the fight on the card. I mean, that's like a sparring session to me, no? In regular boxing. Paul, look at the headlines. Somebody sent it to me. I didn't know. I hadn't seen it either.
I'm going to Google it.
He's really desperate.
How are your hands? You ready? You healed?
He doesn't need gloves hands.
On. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
No, seriously. Why? I didn't beat him with one hand to begin with?
you need the hands to fight box. Yeah, that's how boxing works.
Man, that's funny.
I don't know.
I didn't see that.
I mean, Eddie Hearn would have to want to put it on. I mean, I think it's an outside-the-box fight for an outside-the-box card. I mean, Logan Paul and with KSI.
Yeah, 3 hours ago.
I mean, those are like the YouTube celebrity guys.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's the main event. Billy Joe Saunders is on the undercard. That's how many views this is expected to get. Wait, Billy Joe Saunders, the world champion, was willing to be on the undercard.
Wow. Yeah.
These YouTube celebs are huge. Like a big deal. We're out of touch, cuz. Like,
yeah, big time.
Like, this is like this new age shit. Like, these kids just watch these guys on YouTube. I don't even know what they do. I don't even know what makes them famous when they go on YouTube. Like, they just record their lives. What do they do? Seth, you're our statistician. What does, like, Logan Paul do on YouTube that makes him so famous? He's not a rapper. He's not a fighter. And he's not an artist.
Is he a video gamer?
Maybe some of these guys are video gamers.
I'm offended you're asking me. I'm a grown man with a family.
Yeah, you got little kids.
He's
64 like,
years old. He doesn't know what the fuck.
Yeah, you think I let my kids watch this?
You're my statistician, though, for the show, Seth.
They're two jerk-offs who go on YouTube and they jerk off on YouTube and people watch it.
Bro, they're obviously doing something right. Well, if they're jerking off and they get that many views, I'm gonna pull my cock out right now.
You blew up this. You gave us a little headline here and you blew it off. Let's make our own headline with this. Okay. You want to leave the show now and go talk to somebody else? You want to go break a story with somebody else instead of your own show? You want to go talk?
Tell him, Seth.
Hey, call Radio Raheem. Tell him to come down here. Hurry up, so Paul, I can break his story. All right, I'm going to quote Lobov here in this article. I tried to do a Russian accent. I've heard he hasn't stopped complaining, but if he wants another go,
you got to do the Russian accent with the Irish accent. No, you're fucking up, dude. Because Autumn speaks with a Russian accent mixed with the Irish accent. You can't do that. Then you can't. You're not doing him any justice.
He can try again. I wouldn't mind getting my hands on him and giving him a few more digs. It's something that I don't think I would ever get sick of. So why not? All right. So look, he's saying, obviously he wants to make some money. He probably made the best money of his life fighting you the first time. So I think, I don't know if he's like staying up at night thinking he wants to fight you again. I think he wants to get paid.
I don't know. I don't.
But what, all right, so you're saying if the money's right, you'll fight him on that undercard of, the, of that fight.
I'm willing to consider it, sure. I mean, why not? I mean, it's not, I don't know, bro. I didn't think the first fight was that difficult. It was just my hands had to pay a price for it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't, like, even with one hand, it wasn't that difficult. So I don't know. I don't know what.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, Peter. Even Peter called to tell you, bro. I broke my hand. I didn't even tell him in the corner. Like, I didn't even like bother saying it for a while until a round or two had passed.
I'm sure they noticed when you didn't throw the right that it was broken.
No, they were asking me why you're not throwing the right. Right. And then I said, all right, yeah, guys, my right hand's broken.
the first real shot he landed, he broke it.
Right. I remember the shot. I watched the fight again after we did a podcast about it. All right, so. Artem, if you're listening, yeah, okay. Tell Eddie to pony up and we'll
mean,
be there.
Tell Eddie, what is he signed to Eddie? None of us are signed to Eddie. But well, I did fight the last fight of my boxing career. I don't need her in card and a matchroom card. I don't know. I think this is an outside the box card.
Former guest on our podcast.
So I think it's an outside the box kind of fight. I mean, it'd be interesting. It's a Staples Center, so we don't have to go far. I mean, we're in the United States. I mean, I don't know. I think the card probably needs some of the headliners. You know, you have Billy Joe, who's a headliner, definitely world class for boxing fans. You know, KSI and KS1 or KSI, what's his name? KSI and Logan Paul.
KS1's a rapper.
KRS1's cousin.
Yeah, that's why I'd be confused. It was KRS. All right, so it's KS1 and Logan Paul. One of them's training with Shannon Briggs.
Which Logan
one
Paul.
Oh, Logan Paul's yeah. training Shannon Briggs. Yeah, it's a big
Come on,
deal.
Champ. All right, champ.
No, Shannon's great champ. TV. Shannon's great TV. I'm
That's why they
that.
Brought him up.
Yeah. Oh, and KSI's got this monster. I don't know, is that guy a kickboxer or something? He's like 7 foot tall, and he looks like
they would look like a pro wrestler. Clown show in the press yeah. conference.
No, but that's what I'm saying. This is like the new age thing. Like, you know what this is like? I'll tell you what this is like. This is like, you know, like the suburban high schools are like the popular kids, or like
Beverly
popular.
Hills.
Yeah, like, and then it's like the equivalent of like the two most popular kids getting into a fight, and then the whole school is interested. Like, oh my god! But not three just any high. Fight. The two most popular kids in the school. Beefing.
Oh my God, Zach is fighting Tyler at 3.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And like, and it's on. You know what I'm saying? This is basically the real life version of it. Because basically, like, YouTube popularity, I equate it to this. You know what I mean? Because I
and
still
Britney's
don't understand.
And Britney's going to blow the
winner. I still don't understand the no problem. I still don't understand the YouTube popularity, how it works. I want to know, bro. It's like, let me in on this. No, like, no, I might be too old for this. Yeah. I don't know, bro. We
miss him. We were born in the wrong time.
I don't know, bro. Like, we were busy chasing.
I'm busy watching Cobra Kai.
We were busy
YouTube.
Chasing was pussy and like media chasing we girls. Like, we had to go out. These guys watching get, people watching
yeah,
on YouTube.
Yeah.
Go out and get. Even if social media existed, would I wanted to go get laid or would I wanted to watch this guy on YouTube? Gardening,
no,
or fucking,
or
playing a video game, or going to the
is,
beach, or whatever the fuck they. I don't even know what they do. What do they do?
No,
I'd rather go try
been,
to get laid.
You would have been sliding in DMs, is what I'm saying. We didn't even have that as an option. You would have been hitting up chicks like, yo, are you coming out with us tonight? You know what I'm saying?
But
instead,
even,
we had
to
go
we
there.
We had the chat rooms, P. We had the chat rooms, and we'd start the night on the chat rooms, then we'd still go out.
Absolutely.
You'd still go to the club, because you were still out.
100%.
You were still doing it in person. You know
7
I mean?
Days a week.
You were out hanging out, dancing, going to the bars, the clubs, whatever. And you know what?
Shish kebabs at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, get into a fight with the guy who's charging $20 for a shish kebab because he thinks you're drunk. Yeah, I get it. But what I'm saying is, I don't know.
These guys do music too, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but he started doing music after he became a YouTube sensation.
He's got 19.8 million subscribers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's doing something right. Like, it's not like you can't hate the play, hate the game. But what I'm saying is, like,
I just didn't know they were fighters.
They're not fighters. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like the equivalent of like the two most popular jocks in a suburban school getting into a fight. Like, the whole school's interested. So basically, the world is their school. Right. Like, and they're the two most popular
guys. There's 19 million students in this class.
They're like the two most popular guys. So they get into a fight. And everybody wants to watch it. They don't give a fuck about who actually knows how to fight.
Right.
They just care like, me, yeah, these guys are going to fight each other.
But strictly
I'm watch.
Boxing rules. It's
professional
boxing.
Turning pro. They're turning pro.
Wow. Now I want to watch.
It's a pay-per-view. No, it's a DAZN.
KSI.
If we get on it against Artem, we'll just be there.
That's hilarious.
Fucking be there, no?
Fucking be there.
Yeah. All right, so we're in. All right, Eddie.
So we're in.
Hey, Eddie.
Pull over one of those fast cars and put up a contract, would you?
Eddie. All right, Dyer, boys. All right. All right.
I think, honestly, bro.
Logan Paul's going to knock him out, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's fucking.
What do you mean Logan Paul's gonna knock him out? Who knows how to fight out of these two guys?
I watched the first one.
They fought each other?
Yeah, with headgear on and stuff.
Really? I didn't know this.
This is a rematch.
So you are the statistician.
Wait a minute. So they did fight already.
Rewind. Like a sparring.
Headgears, they sparred with each other? They fought. Was it an amateur fight?
It was an amateur fight. Now they went pro so they can like do it
like a white collar.
No. An amateur fight's an amateur fight. That's not a white collar. That's an amateur fight. Was it an amateur fight or was it a white collar?
It was an amateur fight.
Like 10-ounce gloves?
All that shit.
12-ounce. They're big guys.
Yeah, I'll show you right now.
What weight are these guys?
They're big kids.
Yeah?
I saw them jarring at each other. Shannon looks a lot bigger than them.
No? Yeah.
Yeah, they look like they're 180 or something.
Oh, this is a fight, though.
Yeah, I told you it's a fight.
It's an amateur
fight. Yeah. They fought like 10 rounds or something.
No, they're fighting like they never boxed before, though.
No.
They don't even know how to stay in a clinch.
No, they don't know how to fight. They're not pro fighters. They don't have any clue.
This is great. Look at this guy's already tired. Look.
He's bent over. Okay. He can't even wait for the
storm. Oh, yeah, KSI's got no stamina. And they both were exhausted at the end.
So, wait, which one is which?
This could be fun, though.
KSI's the black one. Logan Paul's the white one.
Logan Paul is the one that couldn't wait for the stool to come out. Look at that. He has the Russian trainer with the towel. You only see that in Europe.
Well, that's why he got rid of him. He got a Shannon now. He got Shannon training him now.
Let's go, champ.
Let's go, champ. Come on, champ.
Who won this fight, then?
I think he called it a draw.
They called it a draw? Yeah. Come on. Get the fuck out of here. They called it a draw. I got to watch this fight when we go off the air. I got to see who really won this fight. They called it a draw. Get the fuck out of here. Like, that's not set up to fucking make a pro fight. Fuck out of here. They called it a draw.
Of course it was.
Called it a draw.
Fucking Eddie Hearn, man.
Yeah.
Guy's special.
It was a draw. I'm pretty sure it was a draw. That's what happened in the rematch.
No, so yo, me and Autumn kind of goes with this. You know, that's an outside the box fight if I ever seen one. I mean, come on.
Oh, then you win the boxing, and then you guys do the octagon after that. Trilogy. I love it.
No, I'm good. I'm actually good now. But
I'm kidding with you.
If Artem wants to get froggy, he can leap and we'll leap with him. No, I mean,
you guys are friends now, so.
I mean,
it's all good.
I don't know. All right. This is wild.
You know, this is like when I'm watching Cobra Kai.
This was wild when I brought it up. Right? This was wild when I brought it up.
Now it's even more wild.
Like that, now that we got into KS1 and KSI and
KRS1.
And Logan Paul.
Hot
and like the way we're watching, like this just got even. I thought I was just announcing the fact that Autumn called me out.
Right.
We got into this main event, bro. I'm sucked in now. Yeah, I'm sucked in. I don't know how they're famous. I want to know how they're famous. I want to know how they got into a fight.
How did you get here?
How did they even get into the first fight? Obviously, there must have been some bickering going on, right?
Some beef.
Because probably call
each other like, hey, I bet we fight each other. We can make a lot of money.
On Grand Theft Auto, he shot him and he blew up his car. So he was like, no, fuck
this,
bro.
He stole his character on Fortnite.
He stole his character on Fortnite, and then he was doing the dance when he killed him.
Bro, whatever it is, bro, we're out of touch. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're trying to make money the old-fashioned way. And these guys are just...
I just came from work. These guys are jerking off on YouTube. I'm not literally.
Making more money than you.
Yeah.
Literally, yeah.
A lot more than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a sucker.
All right, I want to get into this. Eddie, give us a call. All right,
let's
figure it out.
I'll tag him on Twitter with a hashtag and a retweet. And
Artem.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted. If we can get enough money, where are you, fuck? If we can get enough money for this shindig on this crazy card,
fight at 160.
That Staples Center. You imagine I fought there like 6-7 years. Imagine I'd be. Returning them for this card? Like,
Jesus Christ.
You couldn't have made this up.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He's like, should I go home and jog? Like,
jog home.
What's the date today?
Go over the bridge.
Today's the 24th.
The fight is November 2nd, this card.
Is it 2nd or 9th?
November 2nd, the same day as Kovalev?
No, I think it's the 9th.
Is it the 9th?
It's got to
be.
Got to be the 9th. I don't think you want to go. No, the zone has it. It has to be the 9th, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is their biggest fight of the year. This is bigger than Joshua.
It's bigger than Canelo the week before. Yeah. Imagine the Canelo's going to fight the week before, and this fight's going to get more views the week after. Watch. Why not?
Joshua Ruiz is going to be $486 for DAZN for that month. The viewership's going to get to imagine.
What's the date? Yeah, it's got to be the 9th because it can't be the same day.
I heard it was the 2nd, but yeah, you're right. It can't be the same day, right?
No, it can't. Yeah, no, it's the 9th.
The 9th is 2 days after the Donaire versus Roberts.
Correct. November 9th, yeah. In, Billy in Joe Saunders.
A new fight. And there goes, I was going to go to Tokyo to watch that fight, damn it.
Were you?
I mean, I was thinking about it if one of my boys would have came with me. My boy Tony.
Tony. Tony, want to go to Tokyo, Tony? Go see a fight?
But, Tony Tokyo.
Tony Tokyo. Tony. Oh, wow, he is Tony Tokyo, though, isn't he?
I like that.
Perkins.
He is. Me too.
It's my boy that I went to Japan with last time.
There you go. Hey, since you mentioned Canelo, put all the vitamins aside.
Don't even start. Why does everybody got to ask me about this fucking fight? Come on.
Because it's fun. Like, bro, I'll aggravate
I'll admit,
you.
I'll admit the whole fucking sport is full of vitamins. But like when you make it like this obvious and you spit in the face of it, then I get aggravated. You but know what I mean? Like I understand the whole sport's full of vitamins at this point. But like don't make a mockery of it by making it this obvious.
But wait a
second. You're actually making a jerk off out of everybody.
Wait a second.
You know what I'm saying? Like do it subtly like everybody else does.
I'm not saying I disagree with you, but I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit. He was already been caught with his bad meat and everything. So I was like, all right, like that's not he doesn't have a lot of credibility when it comes to that. But there's been times in history of the sport where people have gone up in weights and been successful.
This weights?
Yeah. Huh? This money weight. Well, Henry Armstrong held three belts simultaneously, three different weight classes. What was that in 1939?
The weigh-ins were the same day, number one. Number two, so you didn't have that much size. Number two, I don't give a fuck what anybody tells me. I watch those black and white videos all the time. The fighters weren't nearly as good as they are today. Not even close.
Agree.
Okay.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Sugar Leonard.
He moved up some weights. Oscar De La Hoya.
He found the weak link in Donnie Lalonde.
Sure. Oscar De La Hoya.
And he still didn't go up as many as Canelo. No. I mean,
Oscar De La Hoya went up a lot of weights. Floyd Mayweather went up several weight classes. I mean, it has been done.
Floyd literally, I mean, but literally
he filled out.
Walking around at that weight. Like he was fighting guys that were walking around.
I understand.
These guys, this guy looks like a monster. I mean, you look at Floyd.
He's small. Yeah,
Canelo's fucking neck is like... You remember him fighting Floyd like 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
I do. 13. Was it 2013, right?
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Everybody makes like he's still grown.
Yeah,
he's still everybody makes like, you gotta see the comments on my Instagram. He's still growing. He's still growing out. To the wake, buddy. He's 30 years old. Where the fuck is he growing?
Who's still growing?
When you gain weight when you're 29, 30, you're not growing anymore. It's called metabolism weight. That's not getting, you're not getting stronger as you gain that weight. If you're getting stronger as you gain that weight, you're on vitamins. Everybody gains weight when they get older. You don't grow, though.
Yeah.
When you grow into a weight when you're 20, 21, 22. Right. When you gain weight when you're 29, 30, you're putting on metabolism weight. That's not growing. So you're not getting stronger as you put on the weight.
Barry Bonds got
fucking
stronger.
Fucking retard.
Barry Bonds got stronger.
Exactly. My point exactly.
So all right.
Maguire,
so
it's also,
Kovalev was saying that when he got the call from his manager, he was like, you know, is this a joke or is this for real?
Right.
And he was like, no, it's for real. And he's like, well, wait. And he's like, your weight, 175. He was like, come on. Like, really?
I'm
although he was like Leonardo DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street. He goes, come on. Who really buys this crap?
Who really buys this crap?
Anybody really buy this crap?
My kids was, you know, I would just take him up and let him go. Like, you're free now. You're free to go. And yeah,
when he goes in,
he goes, come on.
When he goes for the pink sheets, when he goes in for the pink sheets, he goes,
who's buying this shit?
Come on.
Is this regulated?
Yeah. Anybody really buy this crap? Like, Kenny Kovalev was like, this manager, come on. It's coming to my way. Anybody really buy this? Gonna buy this
Where
crap?
Where are your Quotrons?
We're making him fight like 3 days after his last fight. I mean, it's hard to pick a guy to root for in this fight because Kovalev's got some, you know, if it's allegedly, he's got some like really bad behavior.
Oh,
issues.
What are we fucking?
Allegedly.
What are we the fucking behavior
Jesus.
Police?
Yeah,
the fuck
I'm talking
here.
About how it's hard
fuck
to root for somebody. Here. Yeah, Canelo's everybody. Eating bad meat. I don't know who to root for. That's all. Help me out, guys.
How about we don't judge and watch the fight? That's
yeah. Right. I'm going to watch the fight. I like to see Kovalev show that weight classes do matter.
What a body shot. Fucking
well, everybody thinks Canelo's going to hit him once in the ribs and he's going to wilt over and die.
He's not like spring chicken himself.
But he's not a pussy either. He's not.
Let's talk about the other fight in this weight class, the one that actually matters. Let's talk about Beterbiev and
Vozdek.
What a fight.
I can't wait to watch that for free on Friday night on ESPN.
You know, 30 years ago, this would have been a fight between two countrymen. Now it's between a Russian and a Ukrainian.
Yep.
Love it.
How do you like that geography lesson, huh?
Yeah, wow, you're good.
Would have been two Soviets 30 years ago, except for 30 years ago, neither of these guys was alive, I think.
Right.
So. No. But that's going to be nice.
That's a really good fight. That's like
for free on ESPN. It's better yeah. than I'd rather watch that than the Spence Porter.
It's on ESPN weekend. Or ESPN Plus.
I should probably shouldn't say that, right?
Speaking of ESPN Plus, no. Who came back today?
ESPN.
The Brescia versus Juventus game? Mario Balotelli.
My man.
He's playing. He played today.
Was he a French player?
For Brescia.
I shouldn't have said that, but I'm looking more forward to Bitter B versus Gvozdyk than Porter versus Spence. I just think it's a better fight.
Yeah, I think Spence stops Porter.
I do too. I
think. What about Prograve versus Taylor? We have that coming up October 26th.
That's a good one.
What about what
we going to order?
What was Derek Chisora's problem on that press conference? We're just gonna go. We're just gonna do it natural because this is how we got all of listeners last time when we just went with it.
We spoke about this last week.
Yeah, no, yeah. But now I'm here. Like I wasn't okay. here last week.
So well, did you watch it?
Yeah. No, I saw it. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we talked about it. Like you know, you said he has a point because he is selling the tickets, but you said you don't want any fucking fights.
He's like the mad rapper, though.
He's crazy. Yeah. Well, it's good. He's drawn attention to himself in this fight. He beats Joseph Parker. All of a sudden, he's relevant again.
The crazy thing is, he's probably going to outsell Prograin and Taylor. Prograin and Taylor's a damn good fight.
Bro. Absolutely.
Prograin and Taylor's a damn good fight. It's weird, though. Why is it there? You know, it's almost like it's misplaced, that fight. Mm-hmm. Why is that in England? Why are you using Chisora to sell that fight? I mean,
yeah, well, you got to put it somewhere where it's going to be paid for.
Do you think he got paid more money after all that shit he pulled?
I don't know.
Maybe Eddie maybe. Like slip
possible.
Him, Eddie gave him like $500 cash. It's like here, Mike.
Hey, Derek, right. Just go get a coffee. Shut the fuck up.
There you go, Mike. That's all right. Take some. He's not Australian, is he? All
right. No.
My bad. I got my.
Is Shakur fighting for the title on the same night against Joel Gonzalez, the WBO title, right?
Correct. Yeah.
That's the title that what's his name vacated?
Mikey.
No. Oh. Definitely not Mikey. The other Mexican guy.
Valdez.
Valdez. Oscar Valdez. Vacated.
126.
I can't keep up with 19 belts in each week. I know. It's hard to keep up.
I don't picture them fighting each other, so that's why I remember.
But Donaire and Nui was the one that I was actually considering going there. If I don't,
well, look, I mean, look at this list. These are
that's a monster.
Wilder Ortiz is on your birthday.
I know.
How about that?
Now that I'm not working it, maybe.
Oh, there's another bombshell dropped. Okay.
What do you mean, bombshell? It's all over the internet. True. Bombshell drop. True. Seth makes like he's got a secret. Cuz, open your Twitter. It's all over the fucking place. Mike Coppinger dropped it yesterday already.
Coppinger. He's a hack.
He's a hack.
Get out of here. What are you going to do? Well, you're not working on your birthday.
So.
Unless you're going to unless you're,
party. I might be in Italy, though. I might be going back there. So.
I can't blame him. So I've been
there. Oh, so the rumor's not true? You're not going to work for Fox? That's not true? No?
None.
Okay.
None of the above.
All right.
I'm a Showtime guy.
Showtime.
Showtime for life.
Fucking Showtime, cuz.
Look at this tattoo I got. See? Yeah. It says Showtime.
I got Jimmy Lennon on my fucking shoulder blade.
Oh, he does Fox, too.
Yeah, he does. He does. Very true.
Yeah, you throw Steve Farhood on there or something. Yeah. Yeah. And then you're talking. Now you're talking. But look, I mean, this list of fights, starting with this weekend, Spence Porter. I mean, I don't know.
And they announced Lubin versus Gaethje. Yes. I think Showtime has that one, no?
26, yep. Yeah, that's you.
They announced that one. That's me. That's me. I mean,
nice.
I mean, the Lubin versus Gaethje. Where, and that I heard. Pennsylvania. I heard it's going to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Heard close that by. Going to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Pete can drive you.
Oh, Pete's sister lives there. Oh,
my sister.
You can stay there. There you go.
I can stay there. I get a hotel room. Of course, I'm staying there. What do you think I'm doing over there?
No, you can stay at Pete's camping? Sister's. Yeah, you can stay at Pete's sister's house.
He can stay at his sister's house, and we can all go to the fight together.
I got a wedding.
That's nice.
You got a wedding that day.
The day before.
You get married again?
Who's going to dare get married the day of Lubin versus Gaethje?
Can you imagine?
Who's going to have their balls big enough to get
what
married
about
on
I
that
had
day?
A Sweet 16. When we got back from Italy, I had a Sweet 16 on Sunday, the first day of NFL. I'm like, who does this?
Why did you go?
I had to go.
Why?
Was it your daughter?
My wife's cousin. So what? You say it don't feel good. You start coughing.
Yeah.
Put some ketchup in your mouth.
Certain things I won't go to if you make it on a day where it's that obvious. Like the NFL opening day. Okay, I'm not crazy about the NFL anymore. But like say you make your say like we know the World Cup is every 4 years and we know the European Cup's every 4 years. Like if you make your wedding any day of the World Cup, actually right. I can't even say that because Pete got married during the European Cup. What am I saying? And I still went.
You watched on your phone. You still went. You were like
July 1st of.
Weren't you were you best man or Belgium or something?
Belgium versus Wales was on that day.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Who cares?
Nice game, bro. You kidding me?
Oh,
that was a nice game. Kidding me?
Lukaku. Hey. Lukaku.
And Gareth Bale? Come on.
Gareth Bale.
Kidding me?
Come on.
Who gets you think I was going to say, okay, but if you... Gareth, no, he's definitely not in his prime. But I'm telling you this. If you forget about praying. If it's the day of the final, I'm sorry. I'm going to miss your wedding too. If it's the day of the final and Italy's playing especially, Because you count me out.
I'm not even going to be at my own wedding if Italy's playing the final.
I was surprised you were there.
I'll Skype in. Listen. I think Balotelli's coming in the 65th minute.
Yeah, whatever, father. Speed us up.
He's going to Skype in his wedding. I do.
I do.
Father, I do. Yeah.
Oh, what was that rap song? Kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone.
that was during our clubbing days, kid. I remember that song.
Kiss me through the phone.
Brought it back.
Yeah, old school. Hey, Spence Porter, whatever.
That was when West 28th Street actually had nightclubs, right?
Now it's all
condos and scores.
Sons of bitches.
And scores.
I'm looking more forward to Darrell versus Benavidez.
I am. I think Benavidez stops him, too.
I think he stops him? I don't know, bro. Darrell's a dog, bro.
Too many fights. This kid's too big.
I like him, man. I like watching him fight.
I'm going to pick Benavidez, but I'm going to say on points. I'm going to say Darrell is...
He's young still, too. What do you guys think of him, though?
He's a baby.
What do you think of him as a fighter?
He's mature, man. I love him. I love Benavidez.
I think he's great.
I think he's terrific. But Darrell's no slouch.
He can stay out of trouble. That belt is his anyway.
It seems like he is. He seems like he's straightened out a little bit. Who'd you like to see him fight? Like Smith or
Caleb Plant?
Caleb Plant and Callum Smith.
Yeah. Those are three studs that weight class, right?
That weight class is no joke.
Yeah. All the weight classes are starting to tighten up, man. Yeah. It's starting to look really impressive.
Well, what about Usyk? Usyk.
What do you think? Is he big enough to mess with these guys?
Usyk?
Yeah. He's always a great fighter.
He's a big cruiserweight. I don't know. I mean, with the help of some vitamins, maybe you can grow into the heavyweight division, as a lot of the cruiserweights of the past have done.
You'd be the next real deal.
Evan Fields?
I mean, he's naturally bigger. I mean, he's a bigger guy than Holyfield.
He's a big kid,
He's a big guy.
But now you're dealing with giants. This is now the land of giants, you know? If Fury and Wilder, like, it's a different one.
I don't know. Well, I find it interesting. You know what else I find interesting? The fact that Takam had the Usyk fight basically set for himself, and then he changed promoters, and now he didn't get the Usyk fight. Carlos Takam, he left OP, and he went to Star Boxing, and now he just had his first fight, but I don't know. Like now you didn't get the Usyk fight. So I don't know.
Where were you on that one, dipshit?
So I don't know who's fighting again.
Speaking of guys moving up. I saw Joseph Darweko was calling out Gassiev. He's like, the guy wants to turn, you know, he wants to go up to heavyweight. I've offered to fight him two times, and he pulled out on me twice. He goes, first time I give you the benefit of the doubt.
Oh.
But now he's just saying that he's scared.
Huh.
Hmm. I think that's an interesting fight.
Yeah, that's a bombs away fight, though.
Yeah.
Minga.
Darweko, I like Darweko.
Yeah. I like Gassiev, too.
He's fighting unbeaten Tyrone Spong.
Spong.
S-P-O-N-G.
Spong.
Spong. All right. Nice. And they sold 6,000 tickets in Chicago.
Nice.
Nice.
Your sellout.
Not bad. All right. Where are they?
We're in Chicago?
No, we're in UIC Pavilion. Where is it?
Probably.
Wintrust Arena.
Nice.
Chicago, right, Illinois.
All right. So that's all the fights. I mean, we basically covered everything. What do we got going on this weekend? We got anything this weekend?
Porter Spence.
Oh, Porter Spence. That's all right. So we're all just trying to figure out what we're going to talk about next week. All right. Good. All right, so we got that. Well, we covered basically the whole fall schedule here, fall winter, early winter schedule.
Sure.
So we're good. All right.
You sure you don't want to talk more about Canelo Covilla? A
little bit? So we're good. Yeah. Eddie, get on that. Let's get on the horn.
Yes. All right. So you're formally accepting this challenge?
I'll accept it if it's worth it for me. You know what I'm saying?
Set you up. You give them.
What do you mean? I'm not a fighter. What are you doing? It's got to work for me. I'm not 21. Like, yeah, I'll do it.
No, it's not.
WWF?
No, you're supposed to say Club or Lang. Or Jick Challenge. Global is no challenge. But I'll be more than happy to beat him up again.
To beat up on his Samoan.
That's a good one.
Hey, woman. Come on, my apartment. I'll show you the real man. That was a good movie. That was underrated. Rocky 3.
Fuck yeah. You know, before we go off there, you know something? There was a Mr. T cartoon in Italy when I was a kid, right? So when I moved, I don't know, I think Peter told you this story.
18?
No, there was a Mr. T cartoon.
Oh, treat your mama right.
Because Mr. T was like world famous. And like when I came to America, you know, I like Mr. T. And I'm watching Rocky. I don't understand a word that they're saying because it's in English. And I'm watching it with my uncle. And my uncle, like, who's like at the time, like, I'm 5'6", he's 13 or 14. You know, he's my youngest uncle. And now, like, I'm, like, getting into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mr. T and, you know, all about Mr. T. And my uncle's room for Rocky. You know, because he knows
who's going to eat. You wanted Mr. T to beat Rocky?
Bro.
What a lowlife.
I knew. I used to watch the Mr. T. I didn't understand a word of English they were saying. But I used to watch the Mr. T cartoon in Italy. So, to me, like, I like this guy. I know who he is. I like him. So, I'm rooting for Mr. T, and my uncle obviously knows the end of the movie already, so he's rooting for Rocky. He's like,
Rocco's going to win this one again.
He's rubbing it into me.
And I'm
getting aggravated. And then Mr. T wins the first fight. Yeah. So I'm psyched. I'm talking trash. I'm psyched.
Because Mickey was having a heart attack in the back.
I didn't understand what was going on. Like I said, I didn't understand English. I didn't understand
Attacco di cuore.
Yeah, I didn't understand any
you
of the...
You ain't been hungry since you won that belt.
I didn't understand any of the things you're saying right now, because at the time I spoke no English, and I just got here. So I'm just watching it. Mr. T beats Rocky, so I'm psyched. I'm going for it. You know what I'm saying? And then you watch the training for the rematch and all of that stuff and waiting for the rematch. And my uncle's still talking shit, and I'm talking shit too. And then Rocky killed him. Rocky blasted him out of there.
He came in and looked like Leonard.
I was so pissed off.
Speaking of vitamins.
I was...
Sylvester Stallone.
No, he's totally natural.
You see him in Rocky 3 and 4.
What about now? He's doing Rambo 7.
A lot of actors do that.
He has more Rambo movies than the fucking Friday the 13th.
What about when they ask an actor like how they got in shape for a certain role and they give you like the whole regimen? I did this. What about the fucking cycle you took in fucking 2 months? Get the fuck out of here. I did 6 hours of this and 7 hours of that and 8 hours. Get the fuck out of here. Why don't you talk about the cycle you took?
Let's give credit where credit's due.
Not that you're not allowed to listen.
Of course.
You're an actor. You're not an athlete.
Mickey Rourke.
I don't knock it.
Mickey Rourke, the wrestler, went right on TV and said, I might have done that.
Yeah.
Mickey Rourke is real, though. Yeah. Mickey Rourke keeps it real. You know what I mean? Whether you like it, what he's saying or not. Some of these other actors, I remember like Jake Gyllenhaal was like, get the fuck out of here, buddy. You did a fucking cycle with that fucking fighter movie. Come on.
Oh, he boxed? Yeah. Southpaw?
Yeah.
South Camden? God bless. South Jersey?
Yeah, God bless. But, you know, I'm not mad at him, but like, I'll make like you're giving the rest of the world exercise tips now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Fucking nutritionist now.
What about Thor?
What about the? We're not real Marvel guys over here. You know, you took the air out of the room.
Sorry, you never saw Thor.
No, I don't watch that show.
I used to watch that Avengers? When I was a kid. I used to love all that when I was a kid. I saw the first Avengers movie, but yeah. I got sick of all these superhero movies they make.
It's a lot. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Black Panther was really good. If I could watch one, that was a good one.
I don't watch any of them, to tell you the truth.
You're fucking racist. All right, wrap up the show.
I don't watch the white ones, the black ones, the green ones. I don't watch superhero movies anymore.
Sons of bitches. Hey, Mickey was Jewish, though. That's all I want to say.
Was he?
He was a cocksman.
Mickey Goldstein. In real life.
Maybe in real life.
Jerry was a cocksman, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's also the Penguin in the Batman TV show.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that too. The old one, the 60s.
Yeah. Adam West.
Yeah. Batman. That one.
You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
I knew that.
Go home and watch it.
He was also in State of Grace.
Oh, no. Was he?
Yeah.
They filmed that in the village, yeah?
It is. You're right. Yeah,
Finelli's. Penn. You know that bar Finelli's? Yeah. The hamburgers there?
Sean Penn. Underrated movie by Sean Penn. That was a good movie.
There you go. And what's the guy's
name? Back when you can make real movies in Hollywood.
What was the other guy's name? The other actor was big in that movie. Ed something?
No, one of the Baldwin brothers is in there.
Yeah.
But not Alec Baldwin. I think it was Stephen Baldwin or something.
All right.
Yeah. And you know who else is in it? Jelly from Analyze This. He's the Italian boss in State of Grace. He's the Italian boss. He died.
Watch that again.
Jelly died.
Oh, so I'm sorry for your loss.
He has himself in the back and threw himself off a cliff. We'll see you later. That's it for this week's Brooklyn to the World. We hope you've enjoyed it. Later.